So now let's have a look at an example for arithmetic expression evaluation. So first of all, we find ourselves within a function. So there is the function f, and there we have local variables x, y, and z here contributing to the address environment. X maps to 1, y to 2, z to 3. Those are the registers, the local registers that carry the values for x, y, and z. And the first free register, thus, is the next one in line, which would be 4. Thus, we have I is 4. So, for that, we then focus on generating code for the assignment expression here, which is, well, this expression here. So that, in order to do that, what we usually need is to obtain code for evaluating y plus z times 3, which is what we're going to do by calling the code generation with same first free register on this sub-expression, and then take the result from that and move it into, well, where do we move it? Into whatever the name x tells us, and this is, can be looked up in the address environment, and this says that we have to put values for x into 1, so that's why we move the value of R4 into R1. So we might then wonder what the expression evaluation for our sub-expression looks like, and this is what we're going to see here. So the sub-expression to focus on here is y plus z times 3 for first free register 4, which will look, well, what would it look like? Well, this will have to be the actual operation plus here, which is the dominating operator here. This will lead to us doing an actual addition on two sub-expressions, one found in the first free register R4 and the other one in the next available one, R5. R4 is going to contain the regular expression for the first sub-expression, which is y, and y is, well, y is a variable being found in the address environment at 2, so we will retrieve its value from R2 into R4. And then what we also have to provide for is the code for the sub-expression z times 3, so that's what we're going to do here with the first free register 5. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do next. Code 5 of z times 3, and same principle as before. We have the final multiplication into the first free register R5, with R5 and R6 being the operands, R5 being filled by a variable from location register 3. So we move R3 to R5, and then there's just code 3 left being generated into R6. And if we then put all that together, yeah, well, that's code for the constant 3, and if we put all that together, by putting that together, I mean we inline each and every one of those into their respective locations, what you're going to get is, for the assignment, the translated instruction sequence from down there.